You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But Aaron Schatz knows a thing or two about fantasy because he's all over FTN Fantasy, also NFL analyst for ESPN, was part of a panel earlier this week that was taking a look at the, I guess you could call it, short-term future for each NFL team. Not just this year, but over the next 3 years, based on the players they have, the cap situation, what's coming up, et cetera, et cetera. And the Niners did come in the top 10. I think 8 actually is where the guys had it. Lewis Riddick was a part of this as well. So he joins us now on the River Islands guest line, Aaron Schatz. Aaron, what's going on? Thanks for doing it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you lay that out? Why is the Niners' short-term 3-year future somewhat rosy and optimistic in your mind?
Coaching, coaching, coaching. We rated each team in 4 categories: quarterback, rest of the roster, coaching, and front office. And the place where the 49ers really stand out is coaching, because of Kyle Shanahan's ability to turn average quarterbacks into great quarterbacks and constantly run a good offense when his team is not leading the league in injuries. So I think that was the big reason why the 49ers, I think, if we had only looked at the other 3 categories, I think they would have ended up like 13th or 14th or something. But the coaching really lifted them up.
And what else about the coaching? Is it also the staff that he has and the coordinator? Or is it as simple as what he does with that beautiful laminated play sheet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no disrespect to the defensive staff, but I think it's really about Kyle himself and what he does with that play sheet. And what he does, not with the play sheet, but in camp and in practice during the week to get his guys ready. It's not just about the plays he calls during the game. It's how he gets these quarterbacks ready so that he can make Jimmy Garoppolo good and Brock Purdy great.
So, Aaron, it's interesting when you said kind of the rest of what's going on was maybe a middle-of-the-pack type team, but coaching elevates them. So let me flip it and look at it from the other perspective. What are the concerns just based on the roster that you see right now?
A few positions where you feel like there's weakness or the players are older, right? It's not the youngest roster in the league. They have some age. Left tackle, obviously, there's, you know, Trent Williams is not going to be playing there for the next 3 years. And the front office-wise, you know, they haven't had the best drafting record. And Purdy is very good, but he's not great. I think he's, you know, getting paid commensurate for what he is, which is kind of a tier 2 quarterback who is much better than his draft status, but not as good as his actual efficiency numbers.
And what about the rest of the roster, especially the younger players that we see this year? The drafted class from last year, they made a big impact. And even a couple of years ago, you're now getting D winners and others to step in. How does the rest of the roster stack up for you guys?
Yeah, I think the problem is just that certain stars, if you look at the stars on the roster, you have some young players that are really coming into their own and that you have a lot of belief that they have promise, you know, like Michael Williams and everything. But when you talk about who are the best players on the 49ers, Fred Warner, older. Trent Williams, much older. George Kittle, older. Like the stars of this team, McCaffrey for a running back, older. The stars of this team are generally players in their late 20s into their 30s up to where Trent Williams is.
Aaron Schatz with us, ESPN NFL analyst, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. So when you look, let's just have some fun about this year for a second. When you look at some of those aging players and then question marks with some of the younger players, but then run that up against the point that everyone sort of makes about the schedule being quote-unquote easy. Where does that put your optimism or pessimism for this year?
Love the 49ers this year. I really do. The fact is, when they're not among the most injured teams in the league, Kyle Shanahan always runs a great offense. If you just look at, you know, all other things being equal, the Shanahan-McVay offenses are just better. And so, you know, I think their defense can be average, right? I know there's questions in the secondary and questions at defensive tackle, but there's also talent with Bosa and Warner and certain things that they do really well. And then that offense is going to be good because his offenses are always good unless they're just racked by injury. And the schedule is really easy.
Yeah, even this offense, Aaron, when you look at Brandon Ayuk out until maybe November and Juwan Jennings with a calf and a contract and Ricky Pearsall trying to step up into that role, do you have any concerns about the receiving core as it pertains to the Shanahan offense?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You want to see Jennings be healthy, and you want to see Pearsall step up. And, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, they believe that they can get a certain amount out of him, but he's never been a star player or anything like that. And, you know, if Ayuk is back in October, that's better than if Ayuk is back in November. But the quarterback is there who knows how to run this offense. The tight end is still one of the two or three best in the league. The running back, if he's healthy, should be excellent. The offensive line is, I mean, you know, the questions about McKivitz, but for the most part, like, the offensive line is good. So they're in a good place.
Aaron, so I get it. Your group, when you look at the 49ers over the next 3 years, you kind of like them. Who did you love? Who was up at the top of everybody's list?
The Eagles. Not only do the Eagles have maybe the best front office in the game with good coaching, a good quarterback, their defense, everyone on their defense other than Zach Bond is under 26. It's kind of crazy how young their defense is. We don't know if it'll be as good as last year because guys like Morrow and Jomo have to step up. But that's a team that's younger than you think they are. The Ravens also, with a great front office, great coaching staff, great quarterback, great roster overall. They're very set for the next 2 years.
Is it safe to say that the Niners are the highest on your list in the NFC West, especially considering the Matthew Stafford back situation?
Yeah, I think if I'm remembering to our list, they are the highest of the four teams in the NFC West.
Yes.
And I know that when it comes to just this year, I have them projected as my favorites in the NFC West.
Okay.
Like that.
Can we flip to the other side? Who over the next 3 years is up a creek?
Well, if you know, the Seahawks, a lot of people believe in the young defense. McDonald is there, but we don't really know what the quarterback situation is, if Darnold can really be good outside of the Minnesota system. So, I think they're probably at the bottom of the four NFC West teams. Because with the Rams, yeah, they're going to need a new quarterback because Stafford is old and has the back issues. But just like with Kyle Shanahan, McVay, there's a lot of belief in him as a head coach.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, and he's created great results down there. Aaron Schatz joining us here, 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about DVOA. And, you know, I'm still trying to get into these advanced analytics, and this is actually something that you created. First of all, how did you come about to creating this? And can you just explain to me and the listeners what DVOA means and why it's so important?
Okay, short version is it measures the success of every play based on the down and distance and compares it to a league average that is adjusted for situation and opponent. And the reason why it's useful is that it measures every play so you can look at it situationally, but it's also tweaked to be as predictive as possible. So certain things are less important because they're less consistent. And how did I create it? Some ideas from a book called The Hidden Game of Football, and then played around with numbers a little bit and had a week off between Christmas and New Year's one year at my job, and just kind of went nuts.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it. And Aaron, would you take us back to last year and take a look at the 49ers? Because I think, and this is fair, you know where a fan's brain goes. You were 6-11, everything stunk. But I don't necessarily think that your numbers would suggest that with the 49ers. I think it was probably more focused on especially run defense. But like what story does the DVOA say about last year's Niners?
They had the best DVOA of any team with 11 losses ever.
Okay.
It's kind of like winning an ugly contest. Yeah.
You don't hang a banner about that because it's sort of like you won the ugly contest. But you did. You won the ugly contest, which means it's not like you're coming from 25th. It's not like last year we were 25th, but this year we'll be healthier. It's last year we were 14th.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Eats, and this year will be healthier. So you're already starting at above average as far as the underlying statistic below that 6-11 record. And then you add in better health and the easy schedule, and things should be much better than they were last year.
By the way, when you say they were 14th in DVOA, is that a blend of offense and defense?
Yeah, that would include offense, defense, and special teams.
Okay, where were they if you break them apart? Where were they in offensive DVOA? Do you have that?
I don't have it right in front of me right now. They were higher on offense than they were on defense. They were top 10 overall until the last couple of games of the season. And then at a certain point, they just lost too many guys by the end.
Yeah, I'm looking at FTNFantasy.com, and if you value these numbers like I do, you need to sign up because he'll give you the total. But the offense, defense, the special teams, you're going to have to pay for that now, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, it requires a subscription, but the subscriptions are very reasonable. And you can also get all of last year's numbers along with this year's projections in the book, preseason book, the FTN Football Almanac, which you can get at FTNFantasy.com/almanac.
That's such a seamless plug, and I didn't mean to set you up for that, but
yeah, well
I quietly...
The 49ers... Yeah. The 49ers are the sample chapter, so actually you could read the 49ers for free.
Ooh.
There you have it.
I like that.
And I love these numbers.
Aaron, what would you do if you had the first pick in a fantasy draft?
Probably Jamar Chase. It depends on the rules of your league. But I think that the difference between Jamar Chase and a baseline wide receiver at this point is bigger than the difference between Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley and a baseline running back. So in most leagues, I would take Jamar Chase with the first pick.
Aaron, really, really fun to have you on. Thank you so much for doing it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Again, ftnfantasy.com/almanac, and you are lucky that the San Francisco chapter is the sample.
Unbelievable.
I love it. On the house.
I mean, just
shots as a giver.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.